1450 KBMW.
Yes, it is. We're back. 8 minutes after 9 o'clock. Only 13 below right now. I'm about ready for sunscreen. Welcome to Tuesday, January 21st. Thank you for being a part of our talk round. Hey, it's Tuesday. We always start things with Steve and Sherry in from Action Realty. Good morning, folks.
Good morning.
Morning, Bill.
And surviving the cold.
Yes.
First of all, numbers.
Well, of course, I got to watch the squawk box in the morning. That's
right.
Kind of my thing. And it sounds like, you know, some of the federal numbers went down a little bit over the weekend.
That's good.
Maybe that's the inauguration or whatever. I don't know, but I'm hoping some of it trickles our direction now, too. So
keep your eye on that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's talk the cold. You got a story, and you got a warning for people, too.
Yeah, and double check it. You know, these high-efficiency furnaces that have the pipe out the side of the house, you know, they start freezing as they drip the condensation out, and I went and checked mine at home, and it was solid from the pipe to the ground. You got to kick them out of there and open it up. But my one at the lake, I can tell right now, is frozen shut, so I get to go out there today.
Okay, so that's what you got on your agenda.
That's it.
Okay, and does that happen every time that that this goes on? I mean, is that common?
When you get below zero, and I would say the 10 below range consistently for a couple days, okay, you got to start looking for that, because, you know, it's amazing. It doesn't take that long for that thing to freeze shut if it just doesn't get draining out of there right.
And a lot of people have those.
Yeah. You know, most furnaces nowadays are 90% plus, mm-hmm, which is, you know, the side entry instead of out the chimney. So
right. Well, it's 2025. We got to talk about, I want to talk to you guys about projections. You look at, I mean, it's obviously it's a slow time of the year and people are, you know, is it easy to make you look ahead into the year. Local real estate, is it easy to kind of predict where it's going to go?
You know, it's really not. We always like to be optimistic and hope that it's going to be a great year. But, you know, the reality is, I mean, interest rates are playing a factor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the amount of inventory that's out there is playing a factor. So, I mean, there's a lot of variables, but, you know, we're really hoping that 2025 will be a great year.
Is it harder to do that, or is it harder to project or predict in a bigger market?
You know, I would say that, you know, I did see a report yesterday, and a local realtor in Fargo said that, you know, there's extra homes in that Fargo South and Horace area. A lot of growth down that way, but I would say they kind of section it out in the town, maybe up in a bigger market.
Okay.
And maybe they can control volume that way.
Right, absolutely. And do you all, like, keep talking to each other, too? Do you kind of stay in the loop with each other as realtors and go, how are you doing, how are you doing, how are you doing? Is it friendly that way?
Yeah, we really do. You know, in our office, you know, we'll let each other know if there's something coming or if you're working on something. And, you know, it's just a good idea to keep that communication open.
Right, absolutely. And tell you what, we always talk how much communication there is. When something new pops up, do you get everybody together and say, okay, new rules, new regulations? Is there new rules and regulations? Let me ask you that.
There are new forms coming again. So we just basically get comfortable with what were the new forms, mm-hmm, and now I see the end of the month, we've got more new forms coming. So it's constantly changing, and, you know, we just got to stay up on it.
And, Steve, how happy does that make you? Because you usually roll your eyes over there every time I bring that up.
It's the old dog, new tricks, doesn't work so good.
Well, and again, we always talk how things have changed from when you first got into this to where you are right now.
Yeah, it really has. You know, it's just disclose, you know, that's what they talk about all the time. And, you know, in all honesty, the majority of the form changes that have come down on us since November, I feel like we've been doing that for the 40 plus years I've been in real estate already.
No kidding.
I really do. For the most part, there's no change there. It's just more emphasis on making sure those conversations take place up front.
No change, just more complication.
I guess. For us, kind of.
That's usually the way it works. Well, what about new listings? Anything showing up?
You know, we're pretty slow right now. I'm actually not working on anything at the moment. But, you know, we're always looking and we're always stressing. You know, this is a cold time of year. It's our slow time of year, but it's a great time to have one of us realtors out to the property. We'll take a look at it. And so that they're ready for that spring market.
All right. Hey, who's all in the office? I haven't asked you guys that in a long time. There's you two that come in here, and you're the popular ones. Who else you got working down there?
We have Sherry Formanak, who's been with the company since the start, 25-plus years, and Shanna Casey.
Okay.
She's been with the company a couple years and is doing another great job.
Fantastic. So you got good people down there in the office with you.
We do.
All right. And what's your phone number down there, too, people listening?
642-4700.
All right. Well, you two stay warm. Steve, get that ice taken care of, will you?
Got to.
We'll get an update next week. Talking real estate with Steve and Sherry from Action Realty. We do this every Tuesday here at 910, the voice of the valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
She was dressed to kill, I was in my boots. So I had to pick for the uptown time. Yeah, but we talked for